Flynn Director. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, there were a couple of other races on the ballot. In other states. Talked about Arizona. We talked about Michigan. And the Michigan one is really bad news. Peter Meyer is a Republican, but he's very much like Liz Cheney. He was one of 10 Republicans who stood tall and voted to impeach Trump as a result of the January 6th insurrection. The Democratic Party put in money to elect John Gibbs in the primary, simply cynically thinking that he'd be easier to beat in the general election. And remember something. This is a Republican seat, guys. And yes, redistricting made it a little more Democratic this time. But John Gibbs may very well end up in the Congress. Peter Meyer is a man of great integrity. And it'd be as if we did that to Adam Kinzinger or Liz Cheney. We did it in Maryland because we thought that Tom Perez, our candidate, our choice of candidate, would easily win that primary. He did not. Tom Perez is a former Secretary of Labor under Obama and the head of the National Democratic Party. He lost. He lost to a guy who came out of left field. The guy grew up in the Bronx, had a hard time as a kid, turned his life around and formed a nonprofit and roamed around the state. And now he's our guy, no experience at all. And he's going up against a right-wing Trump nut named Cox, because we put in millions of dollars, the Democratic Party put in, to knock off the moderate Larry Hogan-endorsed Republican. We did something like that in Pennsylvania, Mastriano. Democrats tried to get him to win the Republican primary, and he did. Yes, he's a right-wing nut. But Pennsylvania, the governor gets to appoint the Secretary of State. You can't vote for the Secretary of State in Pennsylvania. And as a result, if the Republicans win the governorship, you're going to have the Secretary of State and the governor not certifying any Democrat, and it's going to go up to the Supreme Court. The U.S. Supreme Court is 6-3 Republican. Whoever arrived at these decisions, the Democratic Party should be fired. Should be fired. The Democratic National Committee is simply a politburo that goes along with stupid ideas and identity politics ideas. And they say, oh, well, Claire McCaskill, it worked for her in 2012, and Joe Donnelly in Indiana, Claire McCaskill in Missouri. So therefore, we should take a chance on jeopardizing the presidential election. You idiots. You contemptible idiots. Well, out in the state of Washington, Jamie Herrera Butler voted to impeach Trump. And again, you know, that's two time zones away, so what we're seeing now, the votes are still being counted, but she was ahead of all the other Republicans, and the top two go into an election after that. So we won't know till later this morning, but Jamie Herrera Butler may have held on. She's the one that Kevin McCarthy told about the conversation that he had with Trump on January 6th, where he said to Trump, you got to stop this insurrection. And Trump said, well, Kevin, maybe these people care more about their country than you do. He told that to Jamie Herrera Butler, and she has divulged it publicly. Now, Trump denies it. Kevin McCarthy denies it. And they went against Jamie Herrera Butler, their own incumbent. That's what's happening out there. Now, there's some pieces of good news. Some pieces of good news. In Missouri, Eric Greitens, the governor, remember the waitress banker? The beautician spanker, Eric Greitens, lost big time. He's a Navy SEAL and a former governor, but the legislature threw him out midterm, the Republican legislature, because of his attacks on women and specifically domestic violence. Then he was running again. He was ahead in the polls for a while. He's the guy that put on that ad, you may remember it, maybe you don't, where he had a bunch of people dressed like Navy SEALs, in other words, combat gear, masks, assault rifles, and they kick open a door of a house, and he's at the head of the line of them, but, you know, he's in civilian clothes, but with a gun, and they're going, we're going rhino hunting. Get your rhino license. And they didn't mean R-H-I-N-O. They didn't mean a rhinoceros. They meant R-I-N-O, Republican in name only. That's what it said on the screen, R-I-N-O. In other words, we are going to what? We are going to kill Republicans who don't stand with Trump. That's really what it said. And I'll tell you what, as Republican as Missouri can be, people didn't like that. And they nominated a guy named Eric Schmidt, who's their attorney general. He's a more moderate. I don't know how moderate the guy is. I mean, at least he begged for Trump's endorsement. And Schmidt's first name is Eric. Greitens' first name is Eric. Trump was cutesy, and he comes out and he goes, I endorse Eric. I endorse Eric. So he gave the impression he'd endorsed Eric Schmidt, too. So Eric Schmidt is undoubtedly bad news, but Greitens is a really strange ranger. He lost in Missouri. One piece of good news in Pennsylvania. In Pennsylvania, John Fetterman, our candidate, is 9 points ahead of Mehmet Oz. You know him as Dr. Oz. Mehmet Oz is a gentleman who served in the Turkish military. He is Turkish. He's an American citizen. He votes in Turkish elections. He did not vote in the last U.S. election, never served in the U.S. military. And he lives in New Jersey. And he just says he rented a room in his in-law's house in Pennsylvania to run. And people look at the guy and go, you know, I don't want a guy who will serve in the Turkish military and not the American military. I don't want a guy who votes in Turkish elections and not American elections. I don't want a guy who lives in New Jersey to represent Pennsylvania. So he's down 9 points to our guy. And that's a flip seat because Pat Toomey, who's in it now, is a Republican. He's retiring. In Georgia, Herschel Walker is down 4 points. He's down 4 points to Raphael Warnock. And that's a very big deal. That, you know, that's a Republican state, but Herschel Walker has said some strange, strange things and has a history of domestic violence. And maybe Raphael Warnock can hold on. That means if we can flip Wisconsin, that means we pick up Pennsylvania and Wisconsin, hold Georgia, puts us in a pretty strong position around the country. And that, you know, leads to our race. Our race coming up is next. The primary race is next Tuesday, August 9. But three of the major candidates for Senate dropped out, leaving Mandela Barnes. And then the others are Peter Pekarsky and Steve Olicara and several other gentlemen. And Pekarsky's been advertising this radio station. We'll see what's happened. I mean, obviously, the odds are that Mandela Barnes, and I know Mandela, he's a good man. He would be a good senator. So Pekarsky and Olicara. But the fact is that Mandela Barnes would be